Former All-Star reliever Lee Smith is on hand at Wrigley Field Saturday to throw out the first pitch before the Cubs host the Giants in Game 2 of the NLDS. Kyle Hendricks makes the start for Chicago in this one, while Jeff Samardzija is on the hill for San Francisco. And the former Cub Samardzija would struggle in the very first inning.
Zobrist will hit a little looper shallow right field. That's going to be a base hit. Fowler's going to score. Cubs lead 1-0. It's not quiet anymore. Ben Zobrist, he got jammed, able to muscle a little humpback line drive into shallow right.
Hendricks up with the bases loaded.
From the stretch, the pitch. A little looper into shallow center field. That's a base hit. One run is in. Baez trying to score. The throw to the plate. Not in time. Two-run score. Kyle Hendricks, a two-run single. Cubs lead 3-0.
The 0-1 from Samardzija to Bryant.
Line toward right. Long run. Pence over near the line. And drops the ball. He drops the ball. A run will score. Hendricks stops at second. Cubs lead 4-0.
Here's a line drive down the left field line. Base hit for Joe Panik. That ball will skip all the way into the corner. It's going to be a leadoff double against Kyle Hendricks here in the third inning.
Bochy has seen enough of Samardzija. He's going to go to his bench right now. And it's Gregor Blanco. He swings on the first pitch, shoots one toward left center field, and they can't run it down. This is going to produce the first run for the Giants, and Blanco with a pinch hit double. Back-to-back doubles in the third.
Hendricks rocks and fires 1-2. Lined off the body of Hendricks. He picks it up, throws to first, and it's not in time. And now is Hendricks okay? Hendricks never fell over. The trainer, PJ Mainville, and the manager, Joe Maddon, out to look at Kyle. Kyle's going to try to throw a few. Joe Maddon watching very intently.
Joe having a long conversation now with Kyle. And this is a very direct one about whether or not he can pitch.
Kyle Hendricks will leave the ball game here in the fourth inning.
So Contreras drapes an arm over the shoulder of Travis Wood, who inherits a 4-2 lead, and the man at first base with two out on top of the fourth. Rizzo behind Pagan, who takes off, and a called strike three.
Travis Wood batting for the first time. He's a good hitter.
He drives one in the air. Deep left field. It's got a chance. Gone. Travis Wood with a home run to left. Cubs lead 5-2.
I said you weren't missing much when Wood comes in at the plate and an athlete, and he delivered as a reliever. I think the hardest thing to do as a reliever in a postseason is check in. He not only checked in on the mound, he checked in at the plate and getting a standing ovation.
Cub fans booing as Madison Bumgarner is announced as he digs in. Wood's 1-0 pitch. Hit sharply on the ground to third. Knocked down by Bryant. He picks it up, throws to first, and it's going to get past Rizzo, and it'll go out of play. So Bumgarner will head down to second.
Wood from the first base side of the rubber.
Brandon Belt, a sky-high fly ball out into deep right, but it'll be playable. Hayward just onto the edge of the warning track, and he hauls it in to end the threat.
And Chapman is looking for the save. The corner, he sure did. The 2-2 pitch. Line to center, in comes Fowler, he's got it.
God did a great job battling. The Cubs defense a little bit better.
And there is that strike. Got him in order. Fan 2, Bill Murray among the 43,000 plus smiling.
5-2 Cubs is your final. Chicago takes a 2-0 lead in this best of 5 series. Travis Wood gets the win and becomes the first relief pitcher to homer in a postseason game since 1924. Game 3 will be on Monday in San Francisco. Jake Arrieta tries to seal the sweep for the Cubs, while Madison Bumgarner once again hopes to save the Giants' season. Giants manager Bruce Bochy takes the podium with his team trailing the Cubs 2-0 in the best of 5 division series following Jeff Samardzija's rough night on the mound.
Bruce, what was your take on Samardzija's night overall? And, you know, he thought he had Fowler struck out on the fourth pitch of the game. Did you see anything concentration-wise or emotion-wise after that that might have had an impact?
I don't know. I mean, I think it's fair to say he was a little bit off tonight, getting the ball where he wanted to, mixing a couple soft serve hits, too. That hurt first inning. I agree with you. I thought we had him struck out. I haven't seen the pitch, but he made some mistakes, so that's fair to say, and just couldn't limit the damage. You know, the ball Hendricks hit, you know, he bloops that in, that scores two, and now, you know, it's an uphill climb for us. And guys did a good job coming back scoring two to get back in it, but you know, their pen did a good job on us. They were tough, and, you know, so, you know, it's tough, you know, to lose two here, but, you know, it's a case that we've been down this road before. You know, it's never easy with us, so, you know, we're hoping to get one here, but now we go home and you keep fighting. That, you know, that's all you can do.
For here?
Bruce, speaking of that, you guys have been in this position before. How much confidence does that give you, especially since you've got so many guys who are part of that team?
Well, it gives you a lot of confidence. In fact, you've been in this position before, you know, and you got to win three now. You know, you're hoping to at least split here, and that didn't happen. So now we have our work cut out, but the fact that we've been in this position before, we're going home, and hopefully we can, get things rolling here. But, you know, we do need to get this offense going a little bit. I do think we had some good at-bats early. Guys were doing a pretty good job there, but, you know, Jeff was just off a little bit tonight.
Jeff Samardzija makes the shortest start of his career on Saturday, throwing just two innings against the team he began his big league career with. Here's the Shark on his rough night at Wrigley.
It's quick, so it's really hard to assess. I thought basketball felt good. Just, again, runners on base and then having to battle from there. So too early, and just can't put your team in that much of a hole early in the game, and especially against a good staff like they have over there. So, like to have that one back for sure. That one's on me.
How'd you feel coming into tonight?
Yeah, I mean, it felt good, man. All normal. Had a couple extra days and got some extra work in, and coming out of New York feeling good. Yeah, it felt good. So, you know, there's no complaints there. It's just about going out there and getting the job done.
Jeff, even before you came out, were you concerned it might be a short night because the pitch count was going up pretty quickly?
I'm trying not to look at the pitch count, really. You know, I think your job's out there to get outs. Obviously, you like to keep it down as much as possible so you can pitch deep in the game and really get into that rhythm, but it just never took place there tonight, and just wasn't my night. Just, like you said, got up there quick, followed another good bat to start the game off, and that was that.
Jeff, was your curveball working for you tonight?
Oh, yeah. I mean, usually, you know, we like to hang on to it second time through, and so when we started using it there, in the second inning, it was good. You know, like I said, but we were staying away from it early and trying to get some outs, you know, with the fastball and the slider, and we did. They put the bat on the ball and found some green.
Jeff, was it disappointing? It looked like you were going to get out of it there in the first after the Fowler hit, but then Silvers, mm-hmm. Finds that little gap out there to have it fall.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, that's just the way it went. You know, it was thought I made a good pitch up on his hands and what we were trying to do, and just, dropped it over there over a second, and that was that. And, the second inning was a little bit more of the same. Hayward started off with a well-hit ball, but then after that, it was what it was.
Hunter Pence is a two-time World Series champion, and he knows the Giants' approach at the plate is far different from that of the hard-hitting Cubs.
You know, they got some good bloop hits on him, some broken bat singles. That happens. You know, I felt like he was coming out with some pretty good stuff, and they got some good swings on him too. It happens. They're pretty good at offense, and they got to him early.
How does your approach change on offense when you do have an early deficit to overcome?
Just get in there and grind, just try to have good at-bats. When that happens early, you got a lot of game left. And, continue to just trust the approach that you set forth. You come out every at-bat trying to give your best at-bat. And, we had that one inning. Joe had that good double, and Blanco with the big double to get him in, got him over. Belt had a pretty big at-bat. So, that was pretty nice.
When Hendricks left the game, they have a very good bullpen, but did you get the sense that maybe that was an opportunity to start kind of chipping away and get the offense going?
Yeah, I mean, you gotta think you're gonna be able to chip away with whoever you got out there. They definitely got a great pitching staff, great bullpen, good, great starters. They're definitely a really good team, and they took care of business here at home. So we got to regroup, and looking forward to getting back playing some games in San Francisco. Keep these guys, loose and free. We got our backs against the wall now. So, that's a different animal. So, you know, gotta find a way.
The Giants have been in this position before, and Joe Panik is keeping a level head despite his team being on the brink of being swept.
No, I think we did a good job battling back that one inning. Get it to 4-2, and then once they got to the pen, once you start mixing arms like that, it's hard to kind of get in a rhythm because they can mix and match. So, I thought we did a good job kind of bouncing back once we got down 4-0.
When Hendricks left the game, was there any sense of maybe even though their bullpen is good that maybe this is an opportunity to kind of jumpstart things?
He's been pitching very well from all year. He had a heck of a year, and anytime you can get the starter out early, it's always a good thing. But it didn't work on our advantage tonight. But like I said, anytime you can get him out early, obviously you don't want to see an injury, but it's always a good thing whenever a guy's out early. Like you said, 2012, those guys, you can kind of hang your head on that just for a confidence standpoint. We got Madison going up against Arrieta, so anytime we have Madison on the mound, we're always confident in ourselves. But you never want to get down 0-2, but at this point, we just have to win 3 in a row. And we've done it before, and you just got to do it again. When the pressure's high, you just got to try to stay within yourself, not try to get outside of who you are as a ball player. And a lot of times when you get outside of who you are, that's when you don't hit, you don't pitch, you don't field. So just try to stay within your strengths, and hopefully everything works out. That's pretty much the only way to kind of explain it.
It takes one to know one, and here's decorated postseason performer Jack Morris on what it will take for Giants ace Madison Bumgarner to help his club stave off elimination.
He's been outstanding. I mean, you can't give him enough credit for what he's accomplished in postseason. But I have to ask you this, Tim. If he has a hiccup, would anybody blame him for being human? I mean, this guy has been superhuman for what he's done. So even Giants fans couldn't be too terribly disappointed if he doesn't go out there and perform at the level that he has. It's not even fair to put all the pressure of the world on Bumgarner again. He's going to be asked to do another miracle, and I'm not sure he's going to be up to it. The Giants just aren't hitting the ball that well right now, and Arrieta is no slouch himself, so they've got their hands full.